Everything will be okay, Alicia. Come, sit down.
Finley's thick Scottish accent was difficult to decipher, but the kindness in his tone was unmistakable. His bright green eyes were gentle. The square line of his stubble-covered jaw softened. It made my stomach clench. It's not supposed to be him. I'd failed. The wrong MI5 agent was in the flat with me. It's supposed to be Hugh. I tried to keep my expression blank as I followed his instructions, sitting stiffly on the edge of the chair at the small kitchen table. Master is going to be so angry. He's going to punish me. My body began to rock back and forth as anxiety flooded my system.
I know this must be hard for you, Finley continued on smoothly. He can't hurt you anymore. I'll keep you safe.
You won't. You'll be dead soon. I kept the words locked behind my lips. I couldn't give away Master's plan. My fingers threaded through my hair, tugging at the long golden strands. I wish you wouldn't be so nice to me, I mumbled. I didn't like when Master killed nice people. But I would never utter a word of protest. Arguing with him was pointless and painful. And I loved him too much to defy him. On the rare occasion I did, I paid for it dearly. He just wants me to be happy. I can't be happy when he's upset. I deserve to be punished. Besides, he always rewarded me after I submitted to his discipline. This is worse, I worried. He won't forgive me so easily this time. I failed him.
You deserve to be treated well. You don't have to be afraid anymore.
I glared at Finley. He didn't know the first thing about my relationship with Master. I might fear him, but I loved him. He took care of me. Shut up, I hissed. Just shut up!
There's something you're not telling us, Clara interjected. The NYPD officer's voice was heavy with suspicion. What is it?
She was nice, too. Master wouldn't kill her, but he wanted to hurt her, to break her. I'd helped him set everything up so he could take her.
I'm sorry, I whispered. I'm so sorry.
She knelt beside me, her dove gray eyes searching mine. I cut my gaze away as guilt churned in my gut. She grasped my shoulders, shaking me.
What are you sorry for? What have you done?
A fine tremor ran through my body.
I failed. He's going to be so mad.
I barely realized I said the words aloud. I glanced up at Finley.
It's not supposed to be you.
Clara's sharp features drew tight with alarm. She stood, using her grip on my shoulders to haul me up with her.
We need to get out of here, she told Finley. Something's wrong. Pass me your knife. I need to cut this tracker out.
He pulled a switchblade from his pocket and handed it to her. But they were too late. The door burst open, the wood splintering as it broke around the lock. I gasped as Clara jerked me against her, my back colliding with her front. The cool blade kissed my throat, and I went utterly still. Master's huge body filled the broken doorway. His black eyes darkened impossibly further when his gaze riveted on the knife that pressed against my neck. And he paused. His perfect features twisted with rage, and love swelled within me despite my predicament.
He cares.
His powerful muscles flexed, but he remained where he was.
You're harder than I thought, Clara.
His voice was silky smooth, but it held an edge of steel. He stepped into the apartment, his henchman Roman following close on his heels. Pain lit up my scalp when Clara's fingers twisted in my hair, pulling my head back so I couldn't get away. Roman reached for his gun, but Finley was already moving. The MI5 agent trained his weapon on him, and he stilled.
Don't move, Clara warned, or I'll cut her throat.
Master took another deliberate step toward us.
You won't really hurt an innocent.
She's not innocent,
Clara countered, not sounding nearly as nice as I'd thought she was.
She helped you set this little trap. How much will you hurt her for failing you? It's supposed to be Hugh here with me, isn't it?
I assure you, she will be punished accordingly. Now give her back to me.
If she hadn't been holding me so tightly, I would have shuddered. I both craved and dreaded his harsh embrace. He meant safety, but he also meant pain.
I don't think so, Clara said steadily. The second you have her back, you'll kill us.